Thank you, Alan. And I am extraordinarily relieved that basically the comments you made as to what you heard were what I had as my summing up. So that is a good start. And thank you for that. And I mean, what I would say at this point is thinking about, and we've often had comments around the Advisory Council, are we heard? Do people listen? And I think Alan has just clearly said that they absolutely have heard what we say and will take into account what we say. So I think that we can sit here pleased that our 2 days' work has really contributed to the workings of the foundation and the trustees.
I completely agree with that. I would also say, I'm hoping this is not your last word. We are going to do some more work, and we are going to produce some written output, and I'm hoping that the people around the table will help us in with feedback and comments with respect to that when the time comes. So thank you.
I'm sure we will. Normally, at this stage, what I do is my summing up of the last 2 days. However, on the basis that Alan has summed up 3 of the sessions, that the last 2 sessions we've just had are basically summing up of the other sessions, I am proposing that I don't do that because it would just be a repeat, basically, of what you've heard over the last hour. And it isn't because I haven't got it written down, because I have, I'm ready to go. However, I think that it would be a waste of your time. What I am proposing to do, so to make sure we get your input in a timely fashion too, because obviously this is the feedback that we will be giving to the trustees as to what we discussed and to the board. Now, we do have, or we did have, 8 members of the board sitting here, and obviously Alan and Michelle and Colette sitting here earlier, so to take from the trustees and all the staff. And we have all of the granular information out of the breakout sessions, which there's been far more of this time. So that information undoubtedly will go back. But what I am going to do by the time I am not going to leave, I go into the office tomorrow. I'm not going to leave the office tomorrow, and this is sort of April can keep me there, to go to the airport to get my plane until I have drafted the meeting report, which will then be circulated to the staff to make sure that I'm not saying anything ridiculous, and then will come to us for your feedback to make sure that I've captured all the salient points. But obviously, it's not going to be all the points because there were so many. That's the point or the issue of what I'm trying to say there. One thing I would say, though, in summing up, and I was thinking, what is a word to describe what has come out of this meeting? And the word that actually I think has been used in just about every topic is flexibility. And I think that in some ways, it's ironic because what does flexibility mean? It says have principles, and within those principles, be flexible and don't have rules. And what do we write? We write principles-based standards. So I think the flexibility has come through in terms of how we engage with stakeholders, how we get feedback, how we allow staff to work. So the flexibility has come through in so much of what we do. That doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. We create protocols around that. And I think that that's been really interesting to me, that that's the key word that has come out. Quite why, I don't know. However, that's what it is. And I think the important thing too, as Sue reminded me earlier, is, and I think we have done it, but I should probably have done it more earlier in the meeting, is to make sure that every topic that we discuss, and we'll make sure we do it in the future, we are always thinking about what the mission of the foundation is. So yes, we all have our own self-interest, but we're sitting around the table this time, at this instance, thinking about what we can do to help the foundation. And I think we got there. However, I probably should have emphasized that a little bit more as we go through. But I think we have in terms of developing the standards that bring transparency, accountability, and efficiency to those financial markets around the world. So if I'm not going to sum up, basically, I'm going to close the formal part of the meeting. So we have reached the end of our formal agenda. And really, the only bit that I have to do is to thank all of those involved and to remind us of the date and place of our 2019 meetings. And it does seem a long time away, but our next meeting will be in March, the 19th and 20th of March, in this hotel. And then, and you should already have these in your diaries, the 18th and 19th in September, somewhere in Canary Wharf. So we will be moving from this hotel and moving to a hotel much closer to the office. In terms of thanking, there are, of course, a lot of thank yous. But first of all, who I would like to thank most is those Advisory Council members who have given 6 years, 5 years, 3 years, and will be retiring basically before our next meeting. And there are a number of you physically here and some who aren't here today. I've said it many times before, and it has been demonstrated again at this meeting, the value of advice that this group provides, both individually and collectively, to the work of the foundation as a whole. It is immense. And it only happens because of the commitment of each of you around this table, both to be here physically. You know, it is 2 days physically out of what you do on a day-to-day basis, and for some of you, us, we have to travel a very long way to get here. So it's not just 2 days, it's a far longer commitment to get here. But also in terms of the preparation, and it came through so clearly today in terms of the preparation, the thought, and your contribution sitting around the table that goes into the meetings. So, and I hope I have not forgotten anybody, those who will definitely not be here at the next meeting that I have listed here is Goro, Gavin, Anne, Stephen, Gieth, who isn't here, Colin, who isn't here, Linda, who isn't here, Roxana, Jake, John, and Igor. Have I forgotten anybody? A heartfelt thank from me and on behalf of the foundation as a whole for all of your individual contributions. And yes, we will be getting new members who I am hoping and I'm sure will contribute as equally. However, your contribution has been really, really superb. So thank you very much. I'd also like to thank all other members for the same preparation, thought, and contribution that they brought to this meeting. The trustees and board members for being here, and Alan, you know, if you can pass on both to Michelle and Colette, we really value having the trustees here. You all three said, you're intruding on us, you're guests. No, you're not. As far as we're concerned, it shows that you care and that what we're doing makes it worthwhile, the same as we've got 8 board members here. So thank you, and if you could pass that back, and all trustees, not maybe all at once, but are welcome to attend. And in particular, the staff at the foundation, both the technical and operational, there is an awful lot that goes into these meetings. I think you'll all agree that the papers that we got this time, as I said, your really great depth of analysis and insight, and allowed us to have those debates because of the quality of those papers. So thank everybody, and April and Neely, if you could take that back to the teams around our thanks. And April, you do get a very special thank you, because basically we wouldn't be here without April. In her own inimitable style, she has absolutely ensured that all has gone perfectly right from the very start of the planning process to the closing bell. So thank you, April. And on that note, unless anyone has any final comments, Anne.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to sound a note of thanks to you, Joanna, as the chair. Because this is an extraordinarily large and opinionated and interesting group And sometimes the topics we look at, you think, well, we're trying to boil the ocean. And you've always chaired this group with attention to detail, a sense of fun, no nonsense, keeping it practical. And it's just, I think, for all of us council members, just a pleasure to be here with you at the helm. I also wanted to say thank you to the staff and the board members and the trustees, because this is an exceptionally important project for the world economy. So while you're talking about the purpose and the mission of IFRS, I could not endorse setting that out explicitly more strongly. So for CalPERS, IFRS will continue to be vitally important. I hope you feel you can call on us, even though we don't directly sit on this council. But thank you for everything, and thank you to my fellow council members who I've learned so much from. It's been a pleasure to get to know you all, and I hope you'll stay in touch. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you very much. As I say, a chair is the conductor of the orchestra. It's the orchestra who makes all those great sounds. So, thank you. And on that, I will formally declare the meeting, the formal part of the meeting, closed.